Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to the Paperless Office Makeover. Now you're probably wondering, is it really possible to have a completely paperless office? As a school administrator, I deal with tons of paper, and how can I ever get to a paperless way of working? And I think the answer is that probably you can't get 100% paperless. But what you can do with the right tools and strategies in place is you can dramatically reduce the amount of time and effort you spend dealing with the paper that you have to deal with. People are always going to keep giving you things on paper and in hard copy, and it's your job to figure out how to deal with that in the most streamlined way possible. And I've created this video series to help with exactly that challenge. So if we can't become 100% paperless, what's our goal? What are we trying to achieve in this process? First, I think we can strive to eliminate clutter. If we can become more organized and have less of a mess from the paper that's in our world, I think that's a huge victory. If we have less clutter from paper, we'll be able to get more done, we'll be able to keep track of where things are, and that allows us to be more efficient and more effective as school leaders. If we can free ourselves from the clutter that paper tends to create, we can waste less time and get more work done. With the right tools and strategies in place, we can spend less on the overhead costs of dealing with paper. And some of those costs are direct, like the cost of printing and copying. But other costs are more indirect, like the cost to your time of having to walk a hard copy document across the office or across the school to give it to someone else. It also takes time to file things that you want to keep or to shred things that you need to get rid of. And the more we can take care of those steps automatically with the right strategies, the more we'll have time to actually get our work done. So I'm not anti-paper, but those overhead costs of dealing with paper do force us to take a hard look at the practices that we're using. Now this challenge is all about action. We want to have a paperless makeover for your office. So today I want to ask you to do three things. Get a recycle bin if you don't already have one. Get a bin to put anything that needs to be shredded in, or get an actual shredder if you'll be doing that shredding yourself. And get one more box whose purpose we're going to talk about in an upcoming video. That's it for today. I'm Justin Bader, and I will see you tomorrow.